They're perishing now. They're perishing now. We had Jesus to save them and die. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. Friends, have you ever ridden on a wagon down a dusty road in the summertime? As my mind goes back over the years, I can visualize the trail that's left behind as the old horse pulled the wagon slowly down the road. Let us suppose it was one of those warm days and the grass was growing beside the road as we made a trip in the good old summertime. Of course, the horse would be doing the work of pulling the load, so he would be in no hurry. But occasionally he would stop for a bite of fresh green grass, which was well within his reach. You see, back in those days, it was not like it is now, with 4 or 6 lanes of traffic moving swiftly down a wide road of pavement. But often there was only enough room for one wagon in the road. If you should meet your neighbor, it's quite likely that you would have to pull off between the trees and stumps to allow room for both wagons to pass. But here's what I want to tell you. Do you ever remember looking behind you after you had traveled a few hundred yards? Do you know what the tracks and the dust would look like? Well, let me tell you something. It's quite likely that those tracks would be very crooked and go from one side of the road to the other. In other words, they would follow the way which the horse had walked. They would also indicate when he had gone to the left or to the right to catch a bite of grass. Listen now to this text from the 12th chapter of Hebrews and the 13th verse. I quote, "And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed." You see, it's not so bad to have crooked paths behind you if you've been riding in a wagon. But did you ever stop to think what the path behind you may be as you walk the road of life? Now, a good way to avoid a crooked path is to get your eye fixed on an object before you. Here in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, in verse 2, we find these words, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." And in the 3rd chapter of Colossians, beginning with verse 1, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Think of the many excuses which people make because of the crooked path which they leave behind them. So often, it's just a matter of delay. They say, "Not now." Eventually, they plan to make their start for God. At least, I hope they do. Evidently, they have something else in mind which they want to do before they're ready to straighten up and live for God. Do you know that the Scriptures say today is the day of salvation? When Paul was on trial, Felix told him to "go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." So often convenient times never come. Sinful man, thy days are few. How swiftly they decline. Time will never wait for you. Only now is thine. Those who wait for tomorrow should read this scripture in Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Do you remember the verse of that old song which says, tomorrow's sun may never rise to bless thy long deluded sight? Poor sinner, harden not your heart. Be saved, O tonight. Then again, there are those who feel that they are too young. At least that's an excuse which is offered. Listen, if you're old enough to know right from wrong, you're old enough to be saved. In reality, youth is the time when everyone should seek the Lord. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And again in Isaiah 55:6 it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. There comes a time in some people's lives when they seem to be unable to find God because they waited so long to begin searching. Eternity's beggar, the call he had heard, but the warning, he turned it away. O sinner, then list to the voice of thy God and turn to the Lord while you may. There are many other excuses why people are not walking a straight path. Some of them want a little more of this world's goods. Others desire a few more pleasures. And then there are those who find themselves in trouble. But did you know that Christ came to save us from our troubles? Your soul is tossed with trouble, for earthly dross you crave, but Christ, who died in mercy, from sorrow waits to save. This seems a poor excuse to me. Did you ever hear such an expression? But I couldn't keep salvation. Listen to this scripture from 1 Peter 1:5. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And there are many other excuses which people use. Yes, I'm sure of that. Some folks take this attitude. I can get saved when I please. Listen a moment. Let me give you this word of caution. It is possible to wait too long. Think how tragic it would be if this were your song in eternity. I've sold out my soul for a feather. No hope in the whirlwind's fierce blast. I'm undone forever and ever. I've missed it. I have missed it at last. The spirit insulted, resisted, ne'er refused till the die I had cast. I said, go thy way. I insisted. He went. I have missed it at last. Friends, it's my sincere desire that every unsaved person who hears this broadcast today may take a solemn look at the trail which they are leaving behind them. If you're unwilling to face God with such a record which has been yours, I hope that you may find the peace and forgiveness which can come only from God through the shed blood of Christ, the one who died on Calvary. It is he who will forgive your sins and set your feet in a straight path on the road to heaven. Listen now to this poem, Life's Book. No matter what else you're doing, from cradle days through to the end, you're writing your life's secret story. Each day sees another page penned. Each month ends a 30-page chapter. Each day means the end of a part. And never an act is misstated, not even one wish of the heart. Each day when you awake, the book opens, revealing a page clean and white. What thoughts and what words and what doings will cover its pages by night? God leaves that to you. You're the writer, and every word shall grow dim, till the day you write the word final and give back your life's book to Him. Selected. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, as these words fall upon the ears of those who are unsaved, we pray that you would cause them to say, as the prodigal son of old, "I will arise and go to my Father." Help them to find peace and forgiveness through the atonement of Christ our Savior, and thine shall be the praise forever. Amen. And now, may I take just a moment to tell you that this message has been brought your way today by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking. We count it a real privilege to live for God, and we consider it a sacred trust to spread the gospel throughout the world, both by means of radio and by the printed copies. Our work is a work of faith, and we are depending upon God and those who hear and read the messages to help us send the word to those hearts who are hungry for the truth. If we may help you understand the things of God better, be sure to let us know. Or if the message has brought cheer and comfort to your heart, we would be happy to hear from you. We need your prayers and cooperation. Address your correspondence, which you want us to receive, in this way: The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to this song, "Under His Wings." The singers are Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
Under His wings, what refuge in sorrow! How the heart yearningly turns to His rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, oh, what precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under His wings, under His wings, who from His love can sever. Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings be yours, and a very cheerful goodbye.